We talked a couple of segments ago about some of the odd things that Jerry Jones had to say over the weekend at the NFL Combine, and we thought we'd get Jerry on the program now to talk about those. So joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Did you have a good time at the Combine?
We did. We really did. And sorry, I'm fighting a little cold here.
It's okay.
We had a very good Combine.
Combine.
Johnny Football, I tell you what, looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I really am fascinated by this young man, and I kind of regret that I can't take him in the draft.
Well, I guess you could if you were to engineer a trade to get up high enough.
But what do you have to trade away? Hopefully Monty Kiffin. No, we're having fun with it. No, he looked good in drills, but what really sold me on Johnny Football is how well he did in the Metal School Journey Cover competition. I think that he might have what it takes to be a Cowboy quarterback.
That's big for your team in that position.
Very big. Very big. You got to know all the words to Don't Stop Believing. And Garrett, of course, as you know, is going to have more time to spend with the defense.
Yeah, we found that a little strange. His offense is his specialty. Do you really think he's going to help that much with the defense?
No, but he's going to have more time to spend with them. Matter of fact, I'm taking his headset and laminated play card away from him, too, so I'll have more time to spend thinking about the defense.
Okay.
In a very hands-off manner.
Jerry, it's Mike Ducey from Fox 4 filling in this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good to hear you, Dale. Good to hear you.
Tony Romo, recovering from back surgery. How's he doing?
Well, he won't answer my calls, so I assume he's doing well. He's doing well. He has not talked to me since I got a little drinky at a party and made a comment about Kansas that he didn't appreciate. So there's a little bit of strain there between us. But I understand he's doing well. I thank you for the question, Dale. I really do.
So, Mike, that's fine, Jerry.
Are you a big fan of Mike's work, Jerry?
I am. We have all his albums. Love his stuff. I know that a lot of the players enjoy your work too, Nui. And and I've always – no, I'm teasing, of course. I know I'm talking to – what's his name again?
It's Mike Ducey.
Mike Ducey. That's
Fox 4.
Right.
Jerry's naming all the other sports anchors in town.
And, I've always considered, as well as thought, that Ducey was the best of the also-rans. Mike, I think that people don't give you enough credit, really and truly. They don't. I think that, you know, you're kind of thought of as an industry joke, but when I watch you... I thought that you weren't completely horrible.
Very nice of you to say. Thank you.
So we enjoy what you're doing.
You're a lot better now.
Did you guys see Dale Hansen on Ellen?
Yeah. Mike, did you see?
Yeah, I did. I caught some of that. Thanks.
Pretty good, wasn't he?
It was amazing.
Yeah, he was pretty
great
good.
Great American.
I thought if I ever saw Dale on daytime national TV, it would be followed with the phrase, "Dale, you are the father." but instead, he got on, just talked that lesbian a little bit, and that was good.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah.
It was good. Can I announce something?
Sure.
I'm promoting Monty Kiffin again today.
Okay.
To what position?
Executive Vice President and CEO Leader in Chief in charge of equipment operations. So this is a nice promotion for him. We're going to move him over in charge of the helmets. I mean, those are very important.
You've sure.
seen all the concussion stuff. So we need someone very strong there
okay.
in that role to clean those helmets.
Well, you really like him, don't you?
I do. That shows you how much confidence I have in him.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of confidence, I don't want to sound overconfident here, but I'm guaranteeing the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl this year, this next season.
That's a guarantee.
Guaranteed. And Tony Romo will become the first Mexican to win the MVP since Jim Plunkett.
I think you're a little confused there, but but okay, well, you're on a roll, so we'll let you go.
Good. Well, I'm glad I went to the Combine, saw them players,
and Combine.
And mainly I'm glad I went because I got out of Jerry Jr.'s Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
He has a lot of birthdays.
53 years in a row we've had it there. It's unbelievable. Can't convince him to do a Dave and Buster's, nothing.
That's too bad.
It's always Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, that gets old.
Hey, Deuce.
Yes, Jerry.
You going to sing a little today?
What's your favorite song, Jerry? Where'd you like me to sing? A song that I might know.
How about sing Katy Perry's Roar?
How's that go? Can you hum a few bars of that for me?
I got the eye of the tiger.
I am a champion. And you're going to hear me roar.
That was a horrible duet.
Hopefully I can sing with Dale. That'd be great.
You never know.
All right, thank you. There he goes, Jerry Jones. It's 8:49 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's check in on the Rangers. I've got one big concern.